Blog Talk Radio.
To be here. I'm glad you are there as well. Very serious things are happening on the earth. Now, I want to draw your attention to what the earth life is like. All life forms on earth doesn't value anything. And let me give you the context for what I said. You know, it is easy for somebody to think that I am a joker and I don't make any sense. But watch this. I don't, you know, I'm not going to, like, puff about that. Because I know people who think that I am joking don't really understand the civilized world. You understand that you live in a world and on planet Earth, but what else do you know? All right. Well, what needs to be known is the things we are seeing around us as things that are created by the gods, the Elohim gods, that came from a planet in our sphere. And that is, when I say the sphere, I mean all the planetary bodies that circles around the sun. Okay? So, you know, you must have seen the diagram with the pictures of the Earth lined up and revolving around the sun. Some people think the Earth is flat, like a football field. They will say that the Earth is not round. But you have got to be out of the perception and put with that is the history of the Earth. If you have any scientific knowledge about the Earth, and there are other knowledge that we ought to have. But let's say, if you just know about the Earth, it is enough for the context in which I'm speaking in. If you don't know the basic history of the Earth and how the Earth came to be, and as you know that a lot of things have happened on planet Earth, and some of them we know, but it doesn't go far enough. The knowledge has to go for us as civilized people. As long as, you know, I can only account for the civilized human being that is created 200,000 years ago. I can't speak for any other existence except to identify the two species and three life forms. I can do, and that I don't know of any other knowledge that falls beyond what I just mentioned here. What I mention here is like, you know, your mother and your father, and nobody cannot fool you about that. But there is bigger knowledge than your mother and father, because some people only think that, okay, they only know about their mother and father. They don't know about anything else. But the world couldn't begin with mother and father. The Earth has a lot more beyond your mother and father, right? Because there has to be a beginning before your mother and father. What was that beginning? And the thing is, how could your mother and father exist if the Earth was not in existence and capable of creating creatures like your mother and your father? So if you understand what I am saying, you cannot begin your knowledge with just your mother and father and brag and boast like, oh, nothing else exists but your mother and father. No, a lot of things exist before your mother and father, and you have a right to know. Otherwise, you're not different from the lower animals, them out there running around. I'm talking about, look, a lot of things were running around in the world, a lot of life forms before your mother and your father came. I'm talking about civilized people. All right. So I don't want to get stretched out too far on what I'm saying. I want to just bring close to attention basic knowledge we are to have before we go out and go to church and all these kind of things that we go in. We need to know the like I always like to mention, the spiritual element of life, and that we call the tangible and intangible, right? Think about what I'm saying. Tangible and intangible. So remember now, tangible things and intangible things is what we really ought to know. Okay? So the tangible things now that I would point to is that the earth was covered with water before any dry ground came. So water recede, right? To show you what your mother and father means. Yeah. A lot of people didn't, you know, born, but they never come to like a human maturity to know anything, right? But I'm taking you back to the existence of where we are coming from. So when you talk about your mother and father, you know, you're not scoring any point. It's other ignorance to think that you could just come from your mother and father. So, right? And you're kicking up dust and that's all you think. No. There is civilized life before you. I mean, at this time that we are seeing a society in the world, and we have cards and all kind of things going on, you got to be able to perceive that there was a time when none of these things weren't here. And if you're able to perceive life like that, nobody's going to fool you about life. Okay, and about God, because if you go back there with your knowledge, you will know what create human beings. Because if there were no human blood, there would be nothing more than the microscopic, right? The microscopic things they were about like billions of years, and then we have the hominid, the monkeys, that is like 3 to 4 million years ago, and it was 250,000 years ago the human species came about. That is what is in world history textbook, not in a Bible. And if you think you can step over world history to hold on to the Bible as a history, the Bible doesn't say it is a history book. So Europeans who are not human beings, they're trying to fool human beings now by using their bad monkey blood. And what I'm saying is not a joke, but we are so deluded with foolishness, so you're going to believe whatever you want to believe. And you have to learn how to use word properly before you're going anywhere spiritual with your mind, okay? So I am saying to you that what is happening in the world right now is mass confusion. We have the civilized people are turned into idiots because of the European settlers in Europe from 1.5 million years ago. Clearly, you look at what is happening around the world, the killing every day if you live in the United States. The reason why the African people, whether you're Chinese, Indians, and stuff, all of us as ethnic group, the reason why we are in the state that we find ourselves today. Where is our government? How many of us know that we have a government? Not many of us. Not many of us know why we are talking. Not many of us know that we are the first human being to talk on planet Earth. Why it, I say, it is needful, necessary for we African, ethnic, indigenous people, we need to know because something happened why we don't know. The knowledge about ourselves and are reduced to only think that you have a mother and father, fleshy mother and father, and that's all you know. That's not all we are supposed to know. The history is there to tell us the Bible that we are now clutching and saying, praise the Lord, is not a history book. And then I am able to tell that I grew up in the church too, because my parents are African. I mean, staunch, dark-skinned African, not Chinese, right? I don't have Chinese parents, but I respect and love the Chinese because we come from the same species blood, taxonomic blood, not from European and these white people. We don't come from their blood. And they are the ones that live in Africa millions of years, like 4 to 3 million years, I tell you. They are a species called hominid. And if we don't learn this, oh, that's why we, our foreparents, fall into a trap where the white people writing a Bible about talking serpent until a number of big lies in the Bible. No, I didn't know that when I was 7 years of age. No, I didn't. When I was saying I wanted to be a part of the church, I mean, to be converted in Jesus, believe in Jesus, right? I didn't know anything. I didn't know what I am saying. It's just because I follow my people to church. But what brought my parents into church is that there was nothing else in the world and at the time when they live in the world in order for our indigenous people to know anything about our lives, they would have to live in the first 100,000 years ago. And be sure, if they live any time in the last 100,000 years, they are not going to know who they are, because these white people, who we call white people today, they are the hominid. And what is the hominid to you and to me? They are apes. And live as apes, monkeys. And it's not only one type of monkey exists, you know. It's a number of them, about maybe some 6 or 8 of them. All right. There was no human being on the planet Earth throughout their time, 4 to 3 million years ago, okay? We live from the microscopic microbes. They lasted for billions of years, okay? Until the ape came along 4 to 3 million years ago. And they reproduce and have a subgroup called Neanderthals. And It's a current knowledge for anybody to go look into the history and find him. You can Google that. Google Neanderthals on the internet and find pictures taken of them. Okay? And that these white European that you're talking about today, that's where they are coming from. They came directly from the subgroup of the hominid monkeys. These white people that you see here today. And it is an evolution, not like the first four parents evolution. It is now in the context of a process of change while alive on the earth, not just being created by microbes. You see what I mean? That's right. The white people don't evolve directly from microbes, but their ancestry of hominid monkeys, they come from the microscopic microbes. Now, so if you follow the earth covered with water until many billions of years later, water receded from the earth, and then came the monkeys. If you don't know that, telling you as far as the history is concerned, you don't really worth much of anything when it comes to understanding intelligent life. You won't. And you may say, oh, you have this, you have that. That may talk about. Because money will never give you knowledge all by itself. You can use money to gain knowledge, of course. But what I am trying to tell you is that anybody who don't worth anything spiritually, if you read the world history textbook, not the Bible, you can build spiritual knowledge and become so mighty in the world that a lot of people would like to meet you and shake your hand. Yeah, because you are worth spiritual value now, not just having money in the bank. So, yeah, you can have a lot of cash, but right now I want to tell you that if you're an African person, you are created not by a God in the Bible. The God in the Bible stinks. And these white people who call you atheists, they are the stinking atheists. And just because I get separated from my own people because I wanted to read the history and to find out. And that's what happened to me. Okay? Now, what is wrong with me? No, I spend all this time, and I know that the people out there are smart enough to listen to what I'm saying and say, but, well, you know, but there's nothing wrong with what you're saying. Well, if nothing is wrong with what I'm saying, it means it is right. And just to check it out, is it all right? Now, you know what? I'm not a know-it-all. But as far as what my conscience and conviction is all about, checking word value and the way word is explained when you go to school and you pass your subjects and things like that. If you were allowed to know exactly how to use those words, that is the key about whether is it all right with you. Because you have people are going to universities now and coming out to go and pastor a church. And my friends, sad to say, my brother has a PhD. And we all grew up in the church and believe the same thing. He wanted to be in the ministry. He left from Jamaica, a youngster, about between 15 and 16 years of age. And he went to a school and go to a university and came out and he dedicated himself to the ministry. But that is the problem with European and African indigenous people. When those hominid, Homo erectus offspring, they are the ones that, if you read the World History textbook, they are the ones that leave Africa and go up into Europe and Asia. That is what is in the World History textbook in front of me. So if you want to say something and get good academic credit, spiritual, intelligent credit for what you say, and change everything that I tell you about in World History textbook, come with a different textbook and dump this one, okay? If my brother could do that, he wouldn't have a problem today talking to me. Now, I only have high school education, and I do a paralegal. I am not an idiot. I am not an idiot. And I can tell you right now, radio, Blog Talk Radio. And you know who own Blog Talk Radio? Sodomites, homosexuals. Why am I on their control radio system? It is because they are the ones, I'm telling you, were, they are to this day, they are the product of monkey from the very beginning. And the reason why I can sit here and talk about it is because all of my learning, listening to academic scholars, you know, European, anything, any product that come from Europe is not civilized. I can tell you that with 100% assurance. Nobody who originate in Europe are civilized, because they come from apes. And that's why Europe is not a civilized place. And they run out no sooner than they use their bad blood and destroy our African people when we were leaving Africa to come to the Western world. They use their disease to destroy our anatomy from Africa to the Western Hemisphere. And it is written all over the place. And the only reason why we don't know is because we are tied down to Christianity. Really? And that's a fact. So when I tell you about knowing the beginning, water cover the earth, you know, it may sound like, oh my God, like, oh no, I can't cope with that. But I tell you what, if you're not too old enough, what I mean is, if you are not old, too old, and you can make an effort to do a research somehow, either if you can try to get something to read and understand for yourself, or you can ask somebody to settle down and to find out if these things are true. There's a lot of people around who can help. someone, you can just get the word out. You want somebody to help you. Now, this is a show that I always give out the number that anybody can call me. And you know what can happen? You can bring somebody on this show and said, this is what he's talking about. Let's say if you know some Christian and they are into it, okay? Tell them, look, I want you to come and call on this show and talk to this guy and tell him what you believe. If you know what has happened to us, we, the only and the first human being, okay, mean the way we are created, both in intellect and biologically, the way we were created, we are the only Adam and Eve offspring. Now, these white people are preaching and telling our people that they are Adam and Eve creatures too. And that's not true. They don't have anything to do with Adam and Eve. It's a lie. And why are we subordinate to accept when they tell us that? It is because of their bad disease from monkey blood. You know, and you can bet that the real monkey blood 100,000 years ago was very potent. What do you think? Yes, because they never diluted yet. But now they diluted. The old one they dead out and leave them with the diluted ape blood and mentality. Now, they are homosexuals, a species of their own, or... Yes, because they crossbreed now. They crossbreed. Okay? And this is what is happening. Nobody is like facing them and facing them at the level of, you know, the summit when it comes to when they're talking about democracy. Our people have gone over to democracy. We are not a democracy people. This is what is creating the problem. So that they don't have to pay for the iniquity that they commit against us. We are rather reading their Bible and talk about Genesis, a different version of our creator, creation of Elohim. And Adam. It's not them. Them, look, they go in, leave Africa and go into Europe when no human being were around. Not even the gods from above did not come to earth and set up civilization yet. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying. But I think somebody got to be understanding me. I am saying for sure, I'm not making it up. If you don't regard the world history textbook, now I'm not talking to you then, because I can't stop anybody from talking to me, and neither am I saying somebody should stop from talking to me. But I'm telling you blunt, I grew up in the church from age 7. And I believe everything in the Bible. I did. But if the lie in the Bible is as big as a freight train, well, the lies them in the Bible destroy us to where we cannot understand these things that I am saying. Because I didn't understand them either. I think somebody is hearing me. The people them that I don't want to understand me is these homosexuals. It don't do any good for them to understand me, but it does 100% good when my own people who understand me understand what I'm saying, because only so you can get rid of them. Get rid of homosexuality. And when I say homosexuality, mean they who are homosexual, because they're the ones who are spreading this garbage all over the our civilized world. When we don't have any history to tell us anything about any homosexuality, they are the ones who bring it and contaminate our people with it. Because guess what? When you lose your proper mental, what you do? You walk about and pick up trash in a whole can, an old cart. That's what people will lose their mind do. When you lose your proper sense to understand civilized life, that's when you work being a civilized person. But when you lose your brain, your cerebrum, cerebellum, when you lose that, you know, you're a living carcass. That's what you are, a living carcass. Because now we have these crossbreed monkeys playing human being. That's what it is. You don't have anybody out there to come on this radio. 347-850-1358. This is where I have power. Is when I'm talking the truth. I don't have it otherwise. And on the radio here is the place, is a good place. When I'm talking to someone face to face and tell them what the truth is, what I read, and nobody is able to condemn my sense of words. When I go to school, no instructor ever tell me that I'm having problem with understanding words. Because, first of all, I pass the reading test. I pass the word comprehension test, you see. And I pass paralegal a test too. So I have a certificate in paralegal. What I'm talking is not nonsense. And this time of my life is not the time when I don't know what I'm reading. It was before, in the church, when I am adult and able to read too. But it is after I have these learning, academic learning, is after that my mind correct me on how I was reading, and that I was not reading with the right attention. And since I began to read by paying attention to words, you know, what this says in this paragraph, know those words and know the definitions, like this word is talking about property. Okay? There are different kinds of definitions to the word property. It's not just having a piece of land or having own a car or something like that, property. There are many other intangible. There are other intangible things that you can call property. Intangible. And there are tangible things you can call property. So when a person is thinking and talking and using the word property and only one and only understand one context definition to it, they can't talk no other argument but just the car and know these, some of these fundamental things that you have, that you possess. You can only speak into that context and say, you know, I have a few properties. You know, whether it's a piece of land or whatever, or other things. Okay? And I guess you don't call money properties, but, you know, it is your property. Whatever you own in your name, it is your property. So what I am talking about is there are intangible properties so that you can move around and use the word property, and you're not just talking about a car or some other things that you own, the physical things. You see what I mean? So nobody know me. Nobody knew me. You know, when I grew up, seven, a few people who know me personally, but today, people all around the world know my name because I write a little book. And now, more than one now, okay? Because I try to write some things apart from that book that I wrote. I wrote some other little books that is easy to read, and you know, it costs less money to create too. So there are special things that when I wrote the first book, I didn't know. I continue to research and come up with some more potent things that I would like people to know. And therefore, I spend time, and they are out there. And a lot of people have thanked the author, right, to put it out there. Because for sure, those things nobody wasn't telling me before. I thought, you know, to understand things on a higher level. And I want people to know the way I think about things, that we all are dumped and don't value anything because of those old bunch of nonsense we're reading in the Bible, to where you will be shocked. And as a matter of fact, some of us are badly off, not coming back to civilized mind again. Your brain is so wrecked that you are going to believe in Jesus until you are dead. And it is a curse to you that can only say you believe in Jesus. Because you went to school and you learned to read. You did not go and collect some different style of believing. I know that you learn in school, did you? No. What you got in school? It's knowledge. That's right, knowledge. And because we are separated. We are separated from our knowledge. A knowledge that our foreparents had before 200,000 years ago. Those of our ancestors that lived back there. Now, if you think it doesn't mean anything, why would you? Look, my skin is not light like the Chinese. Our creators create us in the Abzu at a place called Bit Shimti, the house of life, where we were created. If you think it's some spirit God make us in the Garden of Eden, it's not true. What you're reading in the Bible is what this is, European white hominid homosexuals, what they decide to write from our history and take on Adam and Eve like they are a part of Adam and Eve. But guess what?
They know what they were doing, because once they used their monkey blood 100,000 years ago, and it is, you know, when you get disease in the fashion that they disseminated to us, you don't know that is them, because they did not come and say, okay, I'm going to go, you know, make you get this disease. They never do that. No, when you get COVID, did you know who give it to you? Maybe if you know somebody who had it and you were among them. But what happened when you go into any place, work or dance or whatever it is, and you catch it from them? Did you know who gave it to you? No. Well, these white people that our African people are married and all that kind of thing, they don't know. They don't know what they're doing, and they're not reading the documents that tell how they spread their disease among us. Right now, they are doing it, and we would stop it only if we know. If we know what to do to stop it. And it's not to fight with them. It's not to mix up with them. It's to get out of the institution that they set up, like they are who our God set to run government. They're not government right now as I am talking to you. White people don't have no government. A.D. and Adam, and you ask them what species they belong to. I am telling you today, go there if you are a lawyer or whatnot. You ask them what is their species. Ask white people what their species is and see what they're going to tell you. They're not using species to identify themselves. No. They're talking about they are American. Which part of white people are Americans? Never yet. But this is the problem that we are having. You would have to read and find this thing out before you realize when they say here, when they come and take over America, they take over America after they take over several other places, like Palestine. You see where they have there now, Israel. The reason why we have this kind of Israel over there right now, it is because of the monkey blood that they used 100,000 years ago, so that when we came to the Western world, our creators direct to come to these places, because it has never been inhabited before. We are the first. That's why we are indigenous people. I mean, before I say it, I imagine some of us may never have heard the word indigenous before. I feel assured that many people out there use that word indigenous and never really know the exact definitions for it or the definition. Because in this case, it is in context, one context. And in what way it is determined by definition. It means the first people, the first thing, and all that. In this case, you see the context? You can use indigenous on other type of situation, but the way it is used in a societal sense, it doesn't represent anything else but a people who were on this water land the first time. nobody walked there before. That's the context in which we African people, Chinese, Indians, and about, you know, a dozen or so subgroup that we come from the same taxonomic blood. You see what I mean? Our creator know to make diverse, different type of people out of the same blood. All right, so whatever it is, the hair, you know, they make the hair different, look like Chinese hair, then Indian hair look like Indian hair, and so forth and so on. You see what I mean? Now, we are coming to the point where these white sodomite homosexual will go. They're going to go. As much as it seems like, you know, the African indigenous people seem to be gone forever, we have a remnant of us here. We have a remnant that get to know they are not going to take us down. Because, you see, Donald Trump is an example. Donald Trump was at a height of wealth and popularity. But you can't have enough billions of dollars that you steal. And even if you don't even steal it, it doesn't make you a great human being. But worse, for homosexuals among creatures on planet Earth, homosexuals have never been human being. It doesn't matter how they crossbreed with human being, but they will never be human being in the true context of anatomic. They can't put on anatomic body. They probably sound like anatomic people, but they cannot be one. All right, and you watch Trump, and you think that Trump would have enough knowledge, like most people with money, they keep a good guard to save their money, right? And don't allow themselves, like some people, they never have no money. They win the lotto and get a few million dollars. And it didn't run very, like a lot of boxers too. They work so hard, put their life at risk, getting every punch, and some of them turn idiot because they get so much hit in their head. And after a while, they broke. Why? Because they don't have the sense to deal with wealth. You see what I mean? Because they feel like, you know, buy the most exorbitant, expensive yachts and blah, 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 blah. They think, oh, they're removed from those who have not. That's the way they think until they're broke. All right. Well, that's the way this sodomite so-called white people are. They think coming in from nothing, they come from nothing and get a hold of our blood and begin to have their sodomite babies. That's what they do. Turn homosexual. And what they are doing, if you don't know, that you are to run and shun white people, if you don't know, they are the best imitators of the African people. Oh yeah, in government, in societal, in every kind of way. And see the church out there, the way they do it, you don't know that they are the one who set up that church for African people. You didn't know that. I come to know that. You couldn't get me to put my foot back to a church door. Everybody out there, just about, not everybody, but just about not too far away, think that the church is a place for you to go and meet the Lord. I praise Jesus that God gave his son. And all over the Bible tell you that is not true. Why they're not understanding that? It was the way I was, believing what you are reading about Adam and Eve is true in the Bible. We come from Adam and Eve, but we don't know the difference between what they are saying and what we are thinking, that the lie that we are thinking. Because we think that the same God in the Bible, where the white people then make up, that God we believe. But we don't believe we are doing anything wrong. We're doing something very, very wrong. Because, you're worshiping a false God. Where the man in the Christian Bible, because it's not a God at all. These folks used to worship our polytheism gods. And if you read in the World Literature textbook, you will see the Arabs them wrote in the World Literature textbook, I'm telling you, nobody don't tell me that, I read it myself. They said before they become Muslim, which is one branch of Christianity, they don't know that. You have to read the history and where the whole thing is coming from, where these sodomite white people make up these things in the world because they were able to learn to read and write, because I said they have our blood and the crossbreeding. That's what bring them into looking like human being, talk like human being, do things and then shape shift themselves, make you think that they are just like you. And another place they're not like you, and some of their group are prejudiced against you, some of them behave mild like they like you, and all this kind of stuff. So we become fooled. We are fooled by them. They know how to shift and shape and to spread out their own people and call them different names, and from here and there and stuff like that. And you think they make up a whole lot of different nations in the world, and you don't know are these same faggot you're dealing with. These homosexuals you are dealing with. So if you don't get to the point where you read and know, you're dead. You're spiritually dead. You will never come to your real self. Dear monkey blood, do this. Where is our government? We don't have no government. I mean, in the context of the truth. We came to America under kingship government. It is documented, it is there, but because we are under the monkey blood syndrome, we don't know. Simple things we don't know, and we will not discover. Say we are under a bad influence. No, because by now, oh sweet the name of Jesus sounding a believer's ear, soothes